Hi guys, and welcome to Keep Hope Alive podcast. I am so happy we made it to season 16. That is such a goal for me. Since last April of 23, we have made it this far. And today we have a great speaker with her. I was just chatting with her before I got on here. So, but her name is Odelia Legrotte. I hope I said that correct. And she is the author and mentor for Legacy Writing Guide. She helps aid others in the quest of healing and self-awareness, which is very important in today's world. So welcome. I'm so excited to have you on my show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, yes. And I love your accent. It's so beautiful. We're going to get into that. I always like to throw this question out right away to my guests really quick. And it's just so fun and off topic because you know my background's in the event industry. So one of our sponsors here, their name is Life on Record. And I'm just going to throw .com in there. So how many weddings have you been to, let's say, in the last 20 years?
Let's see. About five. Yeah.
Okay. Now, usually when you're a guest going to the wedding, in this case, we'll pretend we're going to a church. We walk in and there's usually something there for the guest to sign. What are they signing?
Oh, what I will sign, it will be, enjoy the room. Enjoy your new adventure as a couple, as a married couple.
That's a great topic. Yeah. So I love that because usually, you know, they have out there, I've seen it so many different ways over the years in the event industry. They're getting very different, awesome stuff. But usually there's a guest book sitting there, or they'll do a picture frame for the guest to sign. But what Life Record does, instead of having that book, they have a vintage rotary phone they put out there. And right next to it, it's a little poster with a QR code scan. Your guests will come, they'll pick up the phone. Now they have a choice, 1 minute, 5 minutes, 30 minutes message, but please, if it's a wedding, you know, that's why they have the QR code there too. But you can leave a message on that phone for them, or you can take your own mobile device, scan the QR code, and leave a message congratulating the couple on their big day. Like I said, other events, I've seen this actually for funerals, birthdays, anniversaries, high school reunions. You can use it pretty much for anything. But like with the QR code, you can leave that message either before or after the event ends. Now, once they collect all these congratulations and, you know, it's about time you put a ring on her finger and, you know, we had many years of happiness. So they can either burn it on a 12-inch vinyl record, or they can put it on a keepsake speaker box. I call it the little boom box. It's really cute. And like even with the record cover, oh my gosh, they make it personalized. It's very cute. And, you know, just thinking about it, you know, maybe it's your anniversary of a wedding. You take it out and you put your record on the record player, sit back with a nice meal and just listen to your friends and family talk on there. It's the gift of voice is what it is, you know? So now for that, they let you keep the phone number. I wish they would let you keep the phone, but it's just the phone number. You return the phone and you get it for 1 year. So like maybe it's, you know, 3 or 4 months before your 1 year anniversary, if your guest even were want to call that number again, it's your anniversary. You know, you're getting more added onto the collection, which is pretty cool. Now their plans start at $99. And I mean, that's perfect. I know when I get married, I am definitely going to be getting that. I have pictures of their phone on our Facebook page, Keep Hope Alive Podcast. And it's just so cute. So, but all their phones, they have different things to choose from. You can find more information about them at www.lifeonrecord.com. All right, so let's get started. I'm sorry. I love the wedding industry.
No, that sounds amazing. I love it. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, their company, you can use, I used it, my son plays football, and we had an injury last year, and he broke his knee and the growth plate. A kid just like, bam. I don't know if Priscilla will ever be able to play football again. I really don't know, but it's sad. We used it for the kids to call in and leave a message for him, get better. So you can use this in so many different ways. Wow. So, yeah. And then I'm planning my daughter's baby shower. And I was like, I might get that too. I want to see my guest count of who all is coming and everything, but definitely. So, okay, my first question for you, I also have to get my mommy glasses on. Who is Adelia? And I love your name. Where are you from? I want to know where you're from first.
I'm from France. I was born in France, and I grew up there. And when I was 20, I moved to Israel, and I went to a lot of places all over the world. So, and so it's a mix of my accent. It's a mix of Hebrew, French, and
I love French. I think that would be the language I would want to learn. And I was born in New Jersey, then coming to Texas, everybody's like, you have to learn Spanish. And I'm like, a poquito. I picked up some words, but whenever I'm watching a movie or something and they're speaking in French, I was like, oh, I love it. You know, it gives me motive. I want to learn that one.
So. Let's go.
Yeah. So you get the pretty scenery out there in the Eiffel Tower. I'm sure you've been to a few times.
Oh, all my childhood.
I love that. It's a pretty sight. Yeah, I would love to do photos over there and everything. So the quickest I can go to is what, San Antonio in Texas, and just sit on the riverboat taking pictures of all the historic buildings and stuff. All right, so we got you. You're living in France. So tell me about how you got started getting into this industry.
Of writing.
Right.
Of writing. Yeah. Now, so I started writing in France when I was really young. And I think that's what I did pretty much all my time when I was a little girl in France. Yep. I spent my time in museum and libraries and writing. Mm-hmm. And then life happened. I moved to Israel, and then I moved to Colorado. And now I'm in Colorado with my husband and my kids and my dog.
And your dog.
And yeah. And before I moved here, 1 year before I moved here, or 2 years-ish, I connect back with writing. Like, I connect back with what I want to do, what is my dream, and I connect back to writing. And since then, that's what I do all day long, every day long.
So, I wish I had that in me. I would love to be writing, but for me, it's a patience thing. And I'm a perfectionist too. So I'll tell you that much. But I was like, I'm probably write, and then go back the next day and go, delete. So I think that's just, it's hard for me. And when there's authors out there, I'm like, I like listening to the books instead of reading. So that's another. Yeah. And I guess with Audible, that's one thing that I have talked to authors on here too. They said they're making the Audible, like where you can hear it with them reading it too. And I was like, that's cool. You know,
I won't be doing that for myself. I have someone who can do that for my book, and I will do it, but I won't read my own book with my accent because I don't want my reader to be like,
No. I think that's amazing. Maybe you just introduce the book, like have a halfway, like a beginning and an end section, you know, of your voice, and then whoever's doing the reading.
Some writers are really bad reader. Some we're supposed to read a lot as writer. It's really part of writing is reading. So first we need really to do that. But it's another thing to read our own book. It's really another story, actually. So
I hear you. I hear you. I can't listen to my own podcast. It's so funny. I hope she doesn't pick up Alexa in my bedroom. Like when I upload any new episode, she goes off and says, "Keep Hope Alive just upload their new episode. Would you like to listen?" And I'm like, "No," because I just did it. Like I'm here with you, and you know, like we're talking, we're having this full conversation. It's funny because when I go and do the process, I watch a little segments here, there before posting, but and doing the soundbite and stuff like that. But it's just so funny. I think there was only one or two. No, I'll take that back. While I've been on recovery, I went on to my TV and looked under YouTube and watched a few that I did. But I notice I can't look at myself and I'm just like, I don't want to see me on there. I don't want to hear my voice. But
it's a process. But I think I do like to read my book, but I don't think it will be a good thing for all my what I'm doing for all my clients and all my, you know, to be recording my own voice on my books because it's no. But yeah, I do like my books, actually. So yeah, it's a really
going to tell us all about your book because now we're intrigued.
Oh my goodness!
So tell us a little bit about the book that you wrote and everything. I know you're making some updates on it too. So
yeah. So what happened is that when I was really young, when I was a baby, I was adopted. And that adoption was kept really secret. And when I discovered about that adoption, it was really, really a big moment in my life. And I get really mad and really, oh my gosh, what I'm going to do now? I felt really lost and I felt like I didn't have my identity and a sense of belonging. I was really lost. And since then, I think I went through a lot. I went through a lot and I stopped writing at that time. And I was looking for a sense of belonging and I was looking for love. And I found out really a lot of bad stuff. I went through a lot of bad stuff. And when one day I was in a writing class, actually, when I did my degree in Israel. And I told my teacher, you know, when I was a little girl, I dreamed to be an author. And how do you do that? How do you become an author? Because she is a really famous author. And I told her, you know, I start crying and I say, you know, I am adopted and I want to write about me and my adoption. And her answer was really surprising. She said, I want to hear about your mom. I want to know about your mom. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm talking about myself. I am adopted. And I want to write about my adoption. And she said, I want to hear about your mom. And so I want you to go to your mom and start talking with her and asking her question and start writing whatever she is telling you. And that's what I did. And actually, I start writing with a lot of anger and confusion. And I was mad. I was so mad and so lost. And I went to my mom and I started interviewing her. And it wasn't like, okay, mom, let's talk about adoption, because it wasn't something we were going to do for sure.
Yeah.
And I start asking her, tell me about you, you know. And I discover so much stuff with their story. And it was magic. Seriously, it was really magic. And I wrote that book for many years. And now I rewrote that book. Because I think It was really, really, really good for me. It transformed my life. It saved my life. And I let go of all that anger and everything. And I found belonging and love. So,
yes, that is always good. And I mean, as soon as you were writing, it's like taking you through your life's journey. And, you know, I think when people start to do that and really focus on themselves and what they're passionate about, everything that you could have, well, what you may have been seeking in relationship, it never came around, or you attracted the wrong mate or whatever. And it's just like a bouncy ball. But as soon as you start focusing on yourself, that's usually when you meet people too. So, and it works out, which is amazing. So
it's all start with us. And I remember it was really, sometime it was really hard. And it was also what I went through with my mom. And I had also my daughter. I have four kids, and my daughter was the same age of the time I was writing about myself. And it was like I had mirror everywhere. I'm like, I'm a mom. And my daughter going through what I went through, and everything mixed up. And I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, okay, I'm done with that book. I'm done. And I think I find forgiveness for my birth mom, for my mom. And then my husband say, I think you forgot someone in the process. And I'm like, what is talking about? And after a few months, I understood I need to forgive myself, because seriously, it's starting here. And yes. And when you forgive yourself, you can really heal and go for more. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So I know when you take that journey also, like, yeah, finding and being able to forgive yourself, you know, there's things I've been through a lot of trauma things in life, but I had to forgive myself on one of those trauma experiences and said there was nothing that I could have done, like, because of the circumstance and years passed and I didn't know anything. And, but I took that hurt, and it's still in my heart. And, you know, it's weird. It doesn't go away, but I have decided to choose to forgive what had happened. But I still, you know, here I am trying to get people to open up and talk about whatever, you know, here I am going, I got to talk about it. You know, I want to do a self journey and get my healing and stuff. So,
I really believe that writing, first of all, talking about it is really important. And I think what I'm doing in all the process with all the people in my membership and in my programs and everything, I always remind them, like, you need to share. Because if you are just writing, it's not all the process. And I know it's hard, but it's really important. But when you find self-forgiveness, people misunderstand that the forgiveness is forgetting what happened to me, but it's not. I'm not going to delete my past. I'm not going to delete anything, but I forgive. So I release, I reflect, I release, and now I can move on. And it's still here. It's still my past. And I'm really happy it's my past, because I don't want to wake up tomorrow morning and being like a baby and start all over again, right?
Exactly.
I don't want to start over again. I am happy with all what I have. And it's part of me. But, yeah. And then you can build with more self-love and self-respect and self-acceptance and so much more. And it's actually impacting your friend, is impacting your husband, your companion, or whatever, your children.
So. Yeah. You see, and yeah, that's the same story. Like, as I told you, my health issues, it impacts my children, it impacts my family, and of course, my boyfriend now. Like, I know he made a comment, I wish it could just get better. I wish the doctors knew what they were doing. And it's out of my control. I'm the one who has to be the warrior and go through these surgeries and stuff. However, it's just the hardest thing because, like, when we've been together a few months, but he was coming in, he's like, "How was your day?" And I go, "Not good. I don't feel good. I'm in pain." He's like, "Oh, I wish you had something positive to say." I go, "I'm here. I'm here." You know, I'm trying to bring light of it. But, you know, I don't believe in lying. If you're in pain and hurting all day, it's something that, you know, it helps me to talk about it and get it off my chest. And where I've learned through other speakers, if I take it out like a ribbon and think about it and pray about it, hopefully that can clear up the pain too. Mm-hmm. So
I think I really believe in prayer, and yeah. I think it's really, for me, it's really important. It's also part of me, and it's really important because there are so much more than just us with our little stuff, you know, not little, but yeah, you know, it's way bigger and there are so much more. But I really believe that it's really important to be aware of what you are going through, because when you are going through, so I was going through, not every day, all the time, but I was going through sadness of what I was writing. And I think that opportunity of being aware of my sadness give me that opportunity to bring joy, you know?
Yeah.
Because we cannot know joy without knowing sadness, you know, it's not all the time together, but it's a part of, you know. So, yeah, I think take the moment to be aware of your feeling. I'm writing letters to my feeling, not about my feeling. I'm writing letters to my feeling.
I like that.
So when you are sad, it's really important to take a moment and embrace that and say, okay, I'm sad. It's okay. Let's write a letter to sadness. It can be anything. There is no right or wrong, but it gives us opportunity to have a better day.
Yeah, definitely. It sure does. So I agree with that 100%. Definitely. It makes me think of that cute movie by Pixar, Inside Out. And they're coming. Exactly. Have you seen that?
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're coming out with a part two. And I was like, when I was at the movie to see and saw that little cardboard, I was like, yay!
Exactly.
Having a cartoon over this is perfect. Yeah.
When that movie was on the theater, my daughter, Shani, she said, "Mom, they are exactly saying what you are saying to us all our life." And it was so funny. I'm like, really? So, yeah.
Exactly.
So I didn't, yeah. Yeah, so it's like part of life, you know, darkness with light, silence with noise. And we cannot know one without knowing the other one. And it's going together and it's life. And
it is.
Yeah, so.
It really is. And we learn from it. So really quickly, I want to ask you something. Because we're talking about all these different feelings that it just feels like this might be the good time. Have you ever heard of snap bands?
Yes.
You have. So on Facebook, have you seen them?
Facebook. Yeah.
Yes. And they have the elastic here. Well, I'm going to just mention a little bit about these. As you can see, the black one, it says hope. And the pink one says faith. Now, if you were to order one and you wanted to say faith, the only way you could do it is with the promo code HOPE. So just remember that, guys. If you want the word faith, you'll go through HOPE. Excuse me. I'm sorry. So just really quick, I gotta get a drink too. I'm so sorry. I don't know if I'm coming down with a little cold this week too, but we all get over it. So. The world is a stressful place for everyone, with work, school, relationships, health issues, finances, the nightly news. There's anxiety every day. Negative thoughts can keep popping into our head over and over again. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of anyone loving me. Bad things always happen to me. If you ever have these types of thoughts, you're not alone. More than 40 million Americans are diagnosed with anxiety disorder. Anxieties, worries, and fears can stop you from finding inner peace and achieving your true potential. You deserve to live your best life. Finally, there's an amazing new bracelet called Snap Bands that was invented to help you reduce anxiety, control OCD, and calm stress. Snap Bands are cognitive behavioral therapy tool based on proven brain neuroscience, and the way Snap Bands works is amazing. Okay, I'm going to try to pull up my Pandora one. I have used my Snap Bands. I've been wearing them for about 2 months now, I think 2 months or 3 months. But right behind here, we're going to talk about this. If I can get it, I have it all here. But so Snap Bands bracelets look like a stylish piece of jewelry on your wrist, but its unique design actually hides a secret elastic band that sits right on your inner wrist, which is a pressure point to your brain's nervous system. When you give the elastic a light tug, you'll feel a very gentle, soft vibration on your inner wrist. A gentle physical sensation is all you need to do to reduce the anxiety. And here's why. Did you know that the human brain can only deal with one emergency at a time? Well, whenever you feel an unwanted negative thought in your head, gently snap the elastic on your inner wrist, and it forces your brain to focus on the gentle physical sensation you feel, which instantly disrupts the unwanted negative thoughts from your brain. This gives you the freedom to reset your mind with a positive mental focus. The mantra word on your Snap Bands bracelets help you refocus and reset. Now, there's eight different mantra words, but I'm going to read the seven he has listed for sure. He has believe, blessing, dream, fearless, hope, love, peace, and then faith with the promo code of hope. Just choose the mantra that resonates most powerfully with you, and you snap, use your mantra word, and immediately reset your positive mental focus with the mantra expression. I'm like, I believe in myself. I am a blessing. I am fearless. I will always have hope. We all know this terrible stigma in America that's associated with mental health. The best part of Snap Bands is that you can calm your anxiety anytime you need without drawing any attention. It's stigma-free. Now, they come in a bunch of different beautiful colors, like green. I love the black. They had white, brown, and black. I call that, you know, or gray. Business colors, and then pink, green, blues, fun times. It's like a two of them, a fun one and a work one. So they're made out of Tegan leather. You could take a shower, do the dishes in them. They are durable. I love it. So when I jump in the shower, I'm just like, keep it on, give it a good wash. So, and if you have sensitive skin, it does not hurt it. So the other thing, whenever you guys go on to their website at www.snapbands.com, it's spelled out SnapBands.com. They, with every sale, they'll donate a portion to mental health organizations to snap out of stigma, which is a great cause. So definitely, they are there to make the world a better place. And I want you to check them out. You heard me mention Facebook. Yes, they're all over Facebook. Type in Snap Bands. Tell them you saw it on the podcast. Who knows? But yeah, definitely check them out. Well, thank you for letting me tell you about Snap Bands really quick. And we're going to get back because I want to hear more about your, now you mentioned family, husband, and you got kiddos, and you got a pet. Is it a dog, a cat?
I have a dog.
A dog. Okay. And how do you say your dog's name?
Aristo.
Aristo. I like that. Yeah. And is it mean artist?
What?
Aristo? Is it mean like artist?
No, it's aristocrat. Like It's a, I'm not sure how to explain that in English. So
please. I'm thinking of a cat cartoon all of a sudden.
No. Yeah. It's so cute. So we bring him with us from, so.
Oh, dogs are great. I have two dogs. One of my dogs, I got a Yorkie and I named him Gizmo. And, I was thinking a skinny little Yorkie, going to be easy to handle. No, he blew up like Garfield and his back legs. He needs a major surgery on him, which I can't afford at all. So I'm just praying as each day goes by. His little kneecap is not where the kneecap goes. It's like on the side. And just to push it. Yeah. So it hurt him once. The vet gave him some pain pills and he was acting all goofy. I took him off. He's been doing fine, not limping around and being sad. So this is a good time. And I was like, maybe it's weather related. So who knows? And
then yeah, have I another. Think so. I think it is actually.
Yeah. Abby, she's just my oldest. She's 12 years old and she's a rat terrier. If you ever watch the movie Harry and the Hendersons, it's the dog that jumps really high. But I made her a service dog to me because if I have a seizure, she knows before I know sometimes. And she's actually licked my eyes to wake up out of a seizure. I was like, okay. So I made her a specialty dog, has to be around me. And I was like, I hate to think when she goes, would I ever have a doggy like that that knows how to help, Yeah. So like having pets are important. Kids are important too. Husbands are important too.
Yeah. And I'm busy with four kids and writing and, it's good.
But you need a break for yourself. And if that's your happy spot, like podcasts are my happy spots, photography is my happy spot, and singing. I'll go out and do karaoke. So just to relieve energy. Yeah. I think this week's out if I'm getting a call.
I cannot sing. Like, seriously. I sing in my car and my kids are all, stop.
Yeah. So definitely, my kids, when I was younger, I think I sang good. And now it's just a little bit different because I can't do much singing. I notice when I go to karaoke, it's like, la, 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 la. And then I'm like, because I might have done two podcasts prior and then I lost my voice. So, but I'm going to try to work on it more. It's all about the voice. So, but yeah, definitely. I don't know if you can hear my dogs. This is the funniest thing. I always interrupt a podcast and you hear my dogs here in the background. But I think I'm going to just keep talking because Zoom does a great job. Thank you, Zoom. I know you're not getting this on there. I just got to remember that. Now, what does the future look like for you as far as doing books and everything? I know you're redoing a book. Are you ever going to do a podcast?
I would love to, but I think right now, so in the last few years, I wrote a lot of book and I did a children book, a guide and whatever, a lot of stuff. And I stopped everything before a few months ago. And I'm like, okay, I'm rewriting the first one. So I rewrote the first one and I have a lot of stuff going on with writing, but I'm like, no, I need to stop and go back because sometimes I think we need to slow down and get reorganized or whatever we need, slow down and sometimes even go back. So it was an important time for me to do that. And I will be, after that, I will continue writing. I want to write more books. What can I say? Cool. Yeah, I would love to have a podcast and actually host people, talk with people to tell a 5 minutes really interesting story, weird story, funny story. I don't know. We will see. You know what? I don't know.
That would be fun. I mean, I noticed on the news, I don't watch the news much, but the new TV we got and Roku, I've never played with Roku. And I was like, okay. But I think I don't know who the news anchor is, but they're explaining in detail what it means, for a hacker be hacking. It's like taking the news and dissecting, you know, who is it? And just saying a hacker, they're telling you who it is. So that's how I like to do my podcast, is like, let's get deep down in the story. You know, who are you? So, but you know, as far as what you've been through and writing that book of your experience, you know, I bet you can help so many other people out there in this world, you know, as the emotions they go through, because it must be really, really hard, you know. I am curious. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but were you in the orphanage for a long time, or did they?
I was there for a few months. My birth mom, she left me at the hospital in Paris when I was 5 days. And then the hospital kept me for a few days, and then they moved me to an orphanage for a few months. And it's weird because I don't remember, because I was a baby, but it's still something in me, you know?
Yeah,
so it's interesting to have that, but now it's much smaller and it's somewhere in me, but it's not like in the center of my being.
Yeah, as to who you are. So, but you are a very strong woman and I appreciate all that. So I'm still digging here, wanting to know people wanted to contact you and find out more information about you, where would they go to?
So I have a website and it's my name. So Odelia, O-D-E-L-I-A, Elgarat, ELGARAT.com. And you have all my programs. I'm doing some change also with my website, but I want to offer, I always, when I go to a podcast, I want to offer my membership. If someone wants to join my membership, I like 1 month free to just join us. And it's a really small community where we are having a safe place to share our stories, ask questions about writing. And so if someone wants to just jump on and,
And you said you do ghostwriting too. Can you tell me a little about that process?
Oh, wow.
You help other people who want to write or help get started?
So I have a lot of stuff going on with writing. So I have that membership. I have a book club. I have so many places when I'm actually creating safe places for people to share stories. And I think it's really important in the process, not just writing, but also sharing. And I have that membership. I have other program. I just finished today one program and it was Capturing Legacy. And I have so many, but ghostwriting, I'm just starting with that. And for me, it's a little bit scary. I'm like, oh my God, like I'm writing, but you know, but I love to interview people and to listen to story. And I actually did that in 2006 with many people in Israel. And I was like, you need to go back to that because you love to listen to stories and you know what question to ask. I won't ask you a question like everyone else. I will find the right question to ask you, Nadine, about your story and what's going on behind
it. I want no preparation. You come at me, you ask me any question that you want, and I will be honest as I can be.
So I have a few ways to do that. We have the short way, and it's a 4.5 hours of interview. And I'm doing a book, and we have a long way, a long process. Depending on what people need, you know, some people need something short and quick, and sometimes people need something longer relationship. So it's depending on everyone what they need. So,
yeah, definitely. That was really cool. So definitely, I will put all your information out there also of how they can find you and everything. As far as, I'm so sorry, I keep coughing. Your book you're redoing, it's going to be out in a few months, you said?
Yeah, so my book, You Are Allowed, it's going to be, it's right now, the first version is on Amazon, but we are doing a new one, and it will be on Amazon in exactly 1 month.
And I will get that posted up on our store, too.
Yeah, and I'm doing Zoom on, I think, yeah, in 1 month on Zoom launch party. So you can, it will be fun. Yeah.
And that would be a good idea. I know, yeah. I want to start a karaoke party on a Zoom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like have fun and see different people singing songs. I think that would be kind of interesting. So, but yeah, definitely.
You don't want me on that one.
That is so cool. Well, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your story and everything. That was just amazing. Did I miss anything? I hope not. This is your time to shine if I missed anything on this interview.
I would love to just add, it's all about perspective. Yes. When you're writing. And it's just all about perspective, and nothing is accurate. So,
gotcha. So that's always, that's true. Very true. And I may have to reach out to you and to give me that boost, because I know on Keep Up Alive, we get a lot of authors, and I think one of them said they have a book. You haven't written a book yet, you know, or something, but they teach the process of writing a book. But it always sticks in my mind going, okay, you know, I got this. I need to do this. So, but I just don't know when I'm going to find the time to write a book. And, you know, sometimes I'll walk by my laptop and see that I'm not doing anything, I go, maybe this would be the time. And I'm like, no, then I'm going to get too carried away. So
you need to know, of course, we need time, but we need first to think about what we are looking for, because, yeah. You know, when I was looking for belonging, and actually when I saw my book, my a hard copy of my book in my hand, and I saw it was a picture of me when I was a baby, and my daughter did the cover. She drew the cover of me when I was a baby. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, my sense of belonging is just in front of my face. It's just here in my book. So you need to know why and what, and it's really personal, you know?
So. Yeah, I know, right? But that's cool that she did the cover. The cover of the book and everything. So it's really cool. You're giving me hope. You know that right now.
You can do it.
Time is fun and precious. And while we're here, if we have those goals, let's reach them. Let's get out there and get them. So, but really quick, I also wanted to thank some other sponsors who make Keep Hope Alive afloat here. So, of course, you can find all our episodes at www.keephopealivepodcast.com, and wherever you find your podcasts, that we are on there. So you can listen anytime, anywhere. Subscribe to our YouTube channel also. That is very important. You'll find us on Instagram, TikTok, Linktree, LinkedIn. Well, I don't use X. I call it the X. Ever since it went to X, I don't really use Twitter that much anymore. But you'll be able to find us there. We're floating a little bit there. So, but it's just been, it's fun. We get the word out there. And if you ever would like to be a guest speaker or join in any different ways, like I mentioned, yes, I am going to be doing a karaoke show. It's going to be in the works, probably announced by next month. So if I can get it going, it's a goal that I wanted to do and a goal I hope I can do. So, but definitely, I wanted to thank, as I mentioned before, lifeonrecord.com. is your rotary telephone for any kind of event where you can leave messages. They'll burn it on a 12-inch vinyl record, or the Keepsake boombox for you. So check them out at lifeonrecord.com. Our other one that we mentioned was snap bands at snappbandz.com. Snap out the stigma with all their pretty colors and different sayings, faith, hope, peace, you know, love. It goes on what you would want, but you can find them. And remember to use the word hope in the promo code if you want the word faith. Hope and faith, they go together. Our next one is Ogden Ventures, LLC, Marcus Ogden. He is a former football player for, I think he was on three different teams. He has his own book out, best-selling author, and he has his own podcast show as well. So you can check him out at www.marcus, and it's spelled M-A-R-Q-U-E-S, Ogden, O-G-D-E-N.com. Our next one is Bridal Shows, Inc., bridalshowsinc.com. If you are having an event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Texas, but we get people from all around the United States that come. It's neat. But Naomi, who runs that, she's been doing it for many, many years. She hosts about maybe five or six out of the year where you can go meet all these different vendors. They're showcasing their work. Caterers, they're showcasing their work. There's a beautiful fashion show of bridal gowns and stuff and men's clothes. It is worth it. But check out her shows. I know January, July's, and I think it's September's are usually when they do the, like the fall, spring, and summer bridal shows, and winter. They do have a winter one. So, and congratulations to everybody who's getting married. The eclipse, did you just see that? Everybody getting proposed to? My daughter, she drives the Mitsubishi Eclipse, and the thing broke down when the eclipse happened. I was like, the cop at that was helping us. An eclipse on the eclipse. I was like, oh yeah, great. So our next one is Miles and Smiles Events, Miss Deborah Rose. Her background is in, she was a private investigator. She does events, but she is a handwriting analysis and lipstick reader, and she is accurate and she is down to the point. She knows what she's doing. I've seen her work some of the events, and I think I would just want to be the one who stays and overlooks each one. She is that good. So check out her stuff at milesandsmilesevents.com. Our next one is Bryce Harney at www.brycemagic.com. Bryce, you've probably seen on TV with his magic deck. He's traveling all across the United States doing different shows. He does corporations and churches and big parties. Check him out. Tell everybody to see some of his tricks. Go to YouTube. Type in Bryce Harney. He's amazing. Our next one is RichmondPunch.net. He graduated from the Juilliard. He is a world-class violinist. He's been in business for over 30 years. He's performed in front of a million people before. And he's also had two Lifetime show background where they're playing the violin and stuff. So he is out on tour right now, but if you would like to see him, I'll keep his show dates posted and everything for you guys. And then our last one is TK Hair Salon. They are located in Plano, Texas. So if you are in Texas, go check them out. Men, women, children's haircuts, colors, perms. They get my grays out, but I might be getting a few back in. So, but they do facial and everything. They're the most friendly company you will ever meet. So visit them at www.tkhairsalon.com. Other than that, thank you for coming on today's show. I really appreciate it. And you're welcome. And just remember, with this episode here, we can go to the store in a month and to get her book, and it will be ready to go. But we'll make announcements on Facebook and everything. So it was great having you. And I want to definitely follow your journey and keep up with you and see how you're doing. So until next time, guys, love and light. Have a wonderful day and week. Bye-bye.